If you want to have $1,000 a month coming in from your investments or $10,000 a month coming in from your investments, that's going to take money. And so now the question is, well, how do you go out and do this? You don't need to have a six-figure job. You don't need to get a second job to necessarily start doing this. But what you need to do is get started. Because the key here is...
What's up, everybody? I am Jaspreet Singh, and welcome to The Minority Mindset.
If you want your bank account to keep growing even while you're sleeping, the best way to do that isn't by starting a business. It's by going out and investing your money into passive assets. I'll show you. There are two main ways that you can build wealth. And by wealth, I mean having financial freedom or just having stupid amounts of money. That's what I mean by wealth. And the two main ways that you can do this is by, number one, starting a successful business or by investing your money into passive assets. Starting a successful business had made some people incredibly wealthy. You can make unlimited amounts of money by starting a successful business. However, it's risky, takes a lot of time, takes a lot of work, and you might fail. In fact, you probably will fail. Most startups fail within the first 5 years of starting. That's just the way that startups and businesses work. Now, does that mean you shouldn't start a business? No, if you're an entrepreneur, definitely go out and start a business, but that's not the purpose of this video. If, now, you are not an entrepreneur, you don't want to start a business, where is the second way that wealth has been built? It's by investing your money into passive assets. If you're not an entrepreneur, you're working hard at a job to get paid. Now, the question is, how can you keep getting paid even when you're not on the job? And the way that you can do that now, if you want to get paid without having to work, is by putting your money to work. Because now your money can work 7 days a week, your money can work 24 hours a day, and your money doesn't need a vacation. Versus there's a limit to how much you can do. Yeah, you can work more hours. Yeah, you can work overtime. Yeah, you can start a second job. Yeah, you can get a career change. Yeah, you can get a raise. All these things can help you increase your income. But at the end of the day, if you want to become wealthy, and by wealthy, I mean that financial freedom of now you have enough money coming in without you working to fund your lifestyle, that this money just keeps coming into your bank account, that's real wealth. But the only way that you can get there is by owning an asset that will keep paying you even when you're not working. Now, of course, if you start a business and it's a big business, now you could walk away, you can hire a new CEO and you just keep getting those profits. But if you're not an entrepreneur, again, what is the other option? The other option is owning the passive assets, owning the investments that will keep paying you even when you're not working. Now, what are these assets? The three main assets that have built more wealth than any other asset classes over the last century in the United States are starting a business, what we just talked about, stocks, and investing in real estate. Now, I should say with stocks, that also includes other types of companies, startup companies, but companies, real estate, and your own business. Now, if we take out your own business, that leaves investing in stocks and investing in real estate, rental properties. So what does that mean? If now you want to create a second stream of income that pays you even when you're not working, you got to take your money and you got to put it to work by owning some of these assets, stocks, and real estate. Now, the reason why most people don't do this and the reason why most people fail with this is because they say, I put $1,000 into these investments. I lost some money, or I didn't see that big of a return, or I couldn't retire off my investments. And this is where a lot of people get discouraged because they realize this is going to take time. It's going to take a lot of money. It's going to take some dedication. And that's 100% right. If you want to create a new stream of true passive income where you don't have to work to get paid, it's going to take time, it's going to take effort, and it takes money. There's a saying that goes, it takes money to make money. That is a lie. It does not take money to make money. It takes money to grow your money. If you want to have this passive stream of income, which is the best way to get paid, it takes money to do that. The more money that you can invest into these passive assets, stocks and real estate, the more you'll be able to make without having to work. Pretty obvious, right? But this is where people get confused because they think, oh, I need money to make money. No, you can start a business. Even if you don't have a lot of money, you can start a business with $1,000 and turn that into a million or 10 million or even a $1 billion business. But if you want to have $1,000 a month coming in from your investments or $10,000 a month coming in from your investments, that's going to take money. And so now the question is, well, how do you go out and do this? You don't need to have a six-figure job. You don't need to get a second job to necessarily start doing this. But what you need to do is get started because the key here is consistency. If you can keep investing, even if it's a little bit of money, every single week, week after week after week, month after month after month, year after year after year, well, now what's going to happen is not only are you constantly contributing to your investments, but eventually your investments are going to start making some money too. And as they start making some money too, Instead of you taking the money out and going shopping with it, if you take the money and just throw it back into your investments, now what's happening is you're building a wheel where you're putting money into this wheel that starts spinning. And as this wheel starts spinning, it starts spitting off money. Now you're putting more money into this wheel, and this wheel is spitting off money that you're putting back into the wheel. And the money that your money makes is also making more money. So it starts to grow bigger and bigger and bigger, faster and faster and faster. The first few years, that is the slowest and the worst growth. Maybe you can get some benefit if the stock market or asset prices are booming, but the initial stages are the hardest because that's when you have the least money working for you. But after a few years, you're going to start to see a little bit more momentum because now you have more money working for you. If you keep contributing money every single week for a few years, you'll have some significant money invested for you. If you do it for 5 years, you'll see even more money working for you. If you do it for 7 years, you'll have even more money working for you. If you do it for 10 years, now you're going to see a whole new different financial life that you're going to be able to live. That's why I call it a decade of sacrifice. A decade of sacrifice means you're working to spend less and earn more that we have more money to invest. Now, this doesn't mean it's bad to get a second job or that it's bad to start a business or a side hustle or try to make some more money. The question is, why are you working to earn more money? And this is that big thing that people get confused because most people are working to earn more money to have nicer things because most people think in terms of spending that, oh my God, if I could make $10,000 a month, I could drive a BMW, I can go on a vacation every single month, I could be living large. But see, that's the wrong way of thinking. That's broke thinking. That's how the majority of people think. If you want to understand how wealthy people think, what wealthy people think is, okay, if I can make $10,000 a month, that means I could put $3,000 a month into my investments. That's pretty solid. Maybe I could put $1,000 a week into my investments. See, that's what wealthy people are thinking because now the more money you can put into your investments, the faster you can grow this passive money wheel, this passive investing wheel, this passive cash flow wheel that will keep paying you even when you're not working. And so now the question is, what type of lifestyle do you want to live? Do you want to just keep working to have the nice things that way you're constantly working to pay off your stuff? Or do you want to work to own the assets so your assets can pay for all the stuff? And that's a question for you because this is where the real wealth is built. What truly wealthy people want is they want their money to pay for their lifestyle. They don't want to have to keep going to work or keep running their business to keep funding their lifestyle because that can be draining no matter how big of a lifestyle you're living. If you really want to become wealthy, well now, if you know you're going to make money every single month from your investments that are going to cover your bills, that are going to cover your travel, that are going to cover your lifestyle, well now it's a whole lot freer. And you don't have to feel so bad to buy the nice stuff because now when you go out and you buy that Gucci, when you can afford it because now your assets are paying for it, you don't worry about the price because you know next month you're going to get more money anyways. And you don't have to work to get paid because you already worked to own the asset. Once you own the asset, it's yours and it'll keep paying you month after month after month. But this is where now the right financial education can help you find the right assets and know how to. But it goes back to the theme of pretty much all of my videos. What do you want first? Would you rather look rich or be rich? My goal for you is to be rich first, that way you can look rich later. I want you to be rich, which requires you to look poor. It requires you to look broke because now you got to sacrifice a nice car. You got to sacrifice a nice place to live. You got to sacrifice some nice things for a few years, maybe a decade. I call it a decade of sacrifice. But if you make that sacrifice for a decade, you're going to be able to build a whole new level of wealth. And now you can start living the much nicer lifestyle and not have to worry about the money. See, that requires you to look broke for a little while. But if you look broke and you continue to put that money into your investments, well, now you're going to be able to live the lifestyle that you want and not have to worry about the money. The alternative, which most people are doing, is I'd rather look rich today. Life is short. Let me use my money while I can. YOLO, why not have the nice things? I want to have the money when I'm young. So now what do? You work hard to make money, and then you give the money to everybody else. You give the money to BMW, you give the money to Gucci, you give the money to whoever comes that gives you a cool stuff. Now you got all the nice things, but you got no wealth to show for it. But now you got to keep spinning your wheels. You got to keep working to get paid, to keep living that lifestyle, to keep maintaining that lifestyle, to keep living that fake rich lifestyle, and you never get a break. And now every time you get paid a little bit more, you hope that you can start investing. But then what do? You got to show it off because you're living that game. You're living the lifestyle. You got to keep living this dream. And then you never get a chance to actually rest. You never get a chance to actually have freedom. You never have any chance to actually live your purpose. But if you want to start doing that, it requires you to change your spending habits first. And in order to do that, you have to change the way you look at money. You got to change what your actual goals are. And you have to understand right now, my goal is to become wealthy. And in order for me to become wealthy, I got to stop looking like I'm already wealthy. And that means I got to start using my money to make myself rich. I got to keep my money for myself. I got to start investing my money. And then you have to make that commitment and understand it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take a few years before I really see any success with my investments, because investments take time to compound and grow. And I'm going to keep padding money into my investments month after month after month, year after year after year. Even when things are down, I'm going to keep putting my money into my investments. When things are up, I'm going to keep putting money into my investments. If things go down even more, maybe I'll invest even more aggressively. And you just keep sticking with this. Then, as you start seeing some growth, now you can make that decision. Do you want to start pulling some of that cash flow out to live your life? Or do you want to keep seeing it grow bigger and bigger? And then that's where it becomes up to you. When you have that wealth, you get to decide what you want to do with that wealth. But you got to build that wealth first. That way you can have the financial freedom to live your life the way you want, instead of just constantly spinning your wheels to play in that same rat race as everybody else.